How do criminals get around anti-money laundering laws to buy real estate in Australia? Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has been following the biggest money laundering case in Australian history, allegations that the Commonwealth Bank broke anti-money laundering laws almost 54,000 times. And Peter joins us now. Peter, the case reported just then by Connie Agius is before the courts, but even before these allegations came to light, there have been concerns that criminals are using real estate purchases to get around money laundering laws.
Well, that's right, Sabra, and this is a loophole that criminals can exploit because unlike banks, real estate agents, but also lawyers and accountants are not covered by Australia's anti-money laundering laws, and that's where cash transactions of $10,000 or more have to be reported to the financial intelligence agency AUSTRAC. And that $10,000 threshold got the Commonwealth Bank into hot water when it failed to report its intelligent deposit machines had been allegedly compromised by criminals. Now, a report by AUSTRAC a few years ago said the use of real estate is, quote, an established method of money laundering, and that in 2015-16, around $1 billion worth of suspicious transactions, mainly from China, had been pumped into Australian property. Now, Australian real estate is seen as a very attractive destination for money launderers because of the ability to buy property using cash, to hide the ultimate owner of the property, and then to pump even more dirty money into it to renovate and improve this dirty investment.
Peter, if this is such a big loophole and intelligence authorities know the laundering is going on, why then aren't they stopping it?
Well, I put this question to AUSTRAC's Chief Executive Nicole Rose in an interview for AM earlier this year. Given that there's been a strong push to widen anti-money laundering laws to include real estate agents and also lawyers and accountants. But Ms Rose told me back in April that while the extension is on the agenda, it would be a, quote, big impost on small business. Something, of course, that the government is mindful of, given pressures to reduce rather than to create more red tape checks and balances. Although we did hear last week in the budget that the government is cracking down on the black economy to recover unpaid tax, and that, of course, would include tax lost through money laundering activities.
Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan, thank you.